This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.
Hi everybody, Tim here. Welcome to this week's episode of the Polyhedron Society's Star Wars Edge of the Empire Actual Play Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to us at our website, thepolyhedronsociety.com, or you can email us directly at thepolyhedronsociety@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy this week's episode.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Episode 13. Reunited. The crew of The Last Ride is finally reunited along with the creature known as Data. Risker now finds out that the talking Lothcat is not imaginary, and that Data is a mechanical genius. The crew also learns that Data is capable of great acts of sabotage as they begin scavenging from Ozala's starship wreckage.
So I have done the obligation check and got no triggers this week. Yay. And we will go ahead and roll our destiny pool. Dr. Risker, what did you get?
I got two light side.
Oh, nice. And we still have yet to learn your official name, but Data?
I got one dark.
One dark. For those of you who don't know, the Lothcat that wasn't properly introduced last week's name is Data.
Lance? One light.
One light. Draco?
One dark.
One dark.
I was going to say you don't ask people's names, but he's
too light.
Not a people.
Too light.
Well, to be fair, I wasn't sure you were real until the homeless person said so.
Right. So the destiny pool stands at 5 light points,
sweet,
2 dark, for a grand total of 7.
Awesome.
Let's see what happens.
What if the homeless person wasn't real?
This is a crazy night, day.
Thing, quest, mission.
Time.
Okay, so the scene opens with the Keldor leveling his weapon and taking aim at Dr. Risker and squeezing off a couple of blaster shots. The shots miss Risker by a mile, but they do slam into a person who is behind Risker, who with the first impact lets out kind of a yell, and the second impact silences him.
Is it the homeless guy?
It is the homeless guy.
I slowly look back and try to figure out why that just happened. Like
where the guy was really close to you, to Risker, and he drops a makeshift knife.
Is it a syringe?
It is not a syringe.
It's a vibro shiv.
It's an electric toothbrush.
Sharp.
But he melted the plastic to make it sharp.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay. Oh.
The Keldor addresses you and says,
Doctor, I think you need to come with me.
Huh?
It's dangerous down here, especially for someone like you.
All right, at that point, his mind flashes to Ozala and how he talked about the people of Nar Shaddaa looking for him, and suddenly he's met with another stranger who knows quite a bit about him, and his ears kind of falls, and he takes an unsteady step back as he's,
Don't worry, son. Lan sent me to find you.
Lan? Captain Lan Kai?
Captain Lan Kai.
Oh, thank God. Okay, all right. Either way, I've had quite the day. Thank you, by the way, about, you know. And then he kind of nods his head in the direction of the homeless man.
Yeah, he was probably going to rob you. That's a big cat you have there.
Huh?
Oh. Thanks.
Just stares.
Yeah, he just stares and he looks up at meets Dr. Risker's gaze and says,
cool trick. That's hilarious.
He's a puppet, see?
What is?
Your little ventriloquism trick. Come on, let's get out of this alley.
Okay. I think he called you a dummy.
If only we could capture that look.
Okay, so he leads you out and through a series of twists and turns, brings you out onto a main thoroughfare, and proceeds to take you towards the outskirts of Felina near the protective wall. And he takes you to a very familiar warehouse.
Oh, that's ours. Is Len here? Is he in there?
These are the coordinates.
And he buzzes the buzzer at the door.
On the ship?
No, the ship's parked on top or landed on top of the building. So I'm not sure if you would even hear it.
I wouldn't. I'm in the ship.
So he pulls out his comlink, fires it up.
I press the button like 9 times.
I let him do it.
This is Canner, Captain Kai.
I'll open the channel and then you hear something clang against the bulkhead.
Yeah.
One doctor as ordered.
Fantastic. I'll be right there.
When did they get the ship here? How long was I out? And then he kind of looks over at Canner. How do we know you?
I don't believe you do. You just met me in that alley.
Okay, good. I haven't been good with faces.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've never met.
I thought so. It's kind of hard to tell. You're wearing goggles and a mask. Actually, you kind of look like you're wearing his, And then he kind of looks down at, the Loth guy, you're kind of wearing his goggles, actually. It's kind of funny.
It's hilarious. I need them to survive.
The Keldor goggles are completely awkward. Different than what I'm wearing. They, like, go in their eyes. Like,
shh.
Mine are like welding goggles.
I know.
He even looks up at his goggles, like, confused.
Really?
Risker does not let facts get in the way.
Sometimes he even makes some up.
Like a real doctor.
Right. Guess till I get it right.
But he's trying to make small talk. He's not good at it.
Yeah, we see that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm friends with Dale Malvo.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, what a lovely man, Dale.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I definitely like him a lot.
I'll go downstairs. Yep. Open the door.
Ah, Captain Kai.
And he throws out a hand to... Shake your hand.
I'll reach out and shake his hand. Thank you very much.
Are your hands gross?
Greasy paste.
There might be greasy paste on them.
Ew.
If he's offended or if it bothers him in any way, he does not show it.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. If you need anything ever, let me know.
Yeah, I will, huh? You never know, I may need things moved around from time to time. You're a freighter crew, right?
That's right.
Welcome to Felina. What do you think so far?
And at this point, Lan looks over and gets a real good look at Risker. And more importantly, the new pet Risker is holding.
Where have you been, Risker?
I have had such a day. But I found this. And he like lifts up. The Loth Cat.
He does the shoulder thing because he's holding him like where they like
under the pits.
Simba style.
He's
found him on Pride Rock.
He's actually been a huge help today. You see him, right? It's not just me. You see him, this thing in my hand. It looks like a cat, right? Wearing goggles and a jacket and tools. Please tell me you see him. I've been having such a day.
Yes, he's adorable.
Yeah. Yes, Doctor.
Oh, thank gosh. Oh.
I better get him inside.
Data burps.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Canner, right?
That is correct.
Do you want this? And he holds out the fur coat.
Canner looks around.
I'm not supposed to take bribes, but...
And so, as though he's surveying his surroundings, his environment, and he's like,
"No, I'm good. I don't."
Desert nights get cold.
Well, that's true. They do. No, I don't need that.
Oh, I forgot it's a winter jacket.
Right.
Well, it's just fur.
Big game hunter right there.
All right. I was given this, and since you helped me, I just thought, if you wanted it.
No form of compensation is required. This one was a favor to an old friend and potentially to some new friends.
And he cuts his gaze towards Lan.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Okay, well then, I'm just gonna go inside. And that's when he puts the Lothcat down at, Lan's feet and just walks in.
Canner walks away. He leaves.
I'll shut the door and start walking towards the ship. Doctor, you forgot your cat.
It's fine. He can walk on his own.
I understand that he can walk.
He does the thing where the cat's
and
like,
I'll just walk towards
they, like,
the
rub
ship.
Up against.
You're rubbing up against Lan.
Oh, I promised him food also and water. And I think he's with us now. I'm not quite sure. I've had quite the day, Captain.
Did you dress him like this or does he have an owner?
No, I never. Oh my God, I kidnapped him.
Catnapped?
You cannot kidnap a cat.
What?
Did you steal him?
No, I mean, I did pick him up when I was on that ship and I ran out with
him.
What
ship?
I don't know. It's been a trying day. I didn't get its plate and license number.
Why were you on a ship?
I got... All right, so where do I even begin? All right, it all started with that bar fight, right?
Yes.
I threw the martini at that guy and I told you I wanted to help him. And, well, I did. I fixed his face, and then I got upset about the thing earlier with, you know, the huts, and so I left, and I went to the clinic, and then all of a sudden there's a blaster at my head, I get knocked out, I'm suddenly on a ship, and then he showed up, and he points to the Lothcat, climbing out of a vent, and I thought I was just brain damaged, and I escaped, and then I was in a dark seedy part of Cassadine and I almost got mugged.
Who tried to kidnap you?
And he kind of looks like disappointed because, you know, he had that conversation with you about how it's important to save lives and that it'll make a difference. And he kind of looks down and says, Azala, the guy I saved. I don't know.
And he did this at the clinic?
Yes. I mean, he had a gun and everyone was scared. I mean, there was hurt patients and I couldn't really fight him. I didn't want him to hurt anyone. So I went with him and then I woke up in a ship and he talked about taking me somewhere and getting back at everyone. And I told him no one would come because I didn't want anyone to want him to think that you guys would, you know, come and get you in danger. And...
Well, we didn't know where you were, or we would have come.
Well, you hired that detective guy, so absolutely. I mean, you know, I do appreciate that, but still, it's, yeah. Do you want this coat?
No, you keep it.
I already have fur, so I don't really know what I'm going to do with it, but okay. I still don't know what to do about the cat. I promised him food and... water, and he's got a blowtorch, so I really don't want to negotiate.
Lan just kind of looks at him just with his jaw open, like not even knowing what to say about that. Of course, he's used to Risker falling off the wagon a little bit and used to him saying strange things, but this may be the strangest conversation we've ever had.
That's saying something.
Okay, well, you take care of that. I've got to go. He takes a deep breath. Oh, I've got to go fix the ship.
Hey, I can fix your ship.
Says the house cat, the pet.
You can talk?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you can hear him too. Oh, God. Oh, so many revelations today. Yeah, he's really good with the tools. He broke into the ship and used a blowtorch. I mean, with his little paws, too. It was kind of cute, but don't tell him that. I think he can hear me.
Lane will get that same expression on his face again with the jaw dropping. Let's get inside the ship.
Okay. Hi. I need a drink.
Me too.
I'll drink to that.
So we're going to screen wipe to the Crystal Palace where Vog and Draco continue to sit and eat and drink. And I'm not really sure what else.
What else is there?
Right. But within a couple of hours, and I imagine that's about how long it's been since you guys first arrived, Tyr and a small entourage arrive. They do not come through the front door. They come through the back. And the mood and the tone that you get when they first come through the door is, it's almost like Tyr and this other guy are arguing. But as soon as they see you, Tyr immediately drops the argument and puts on a charade where he's like, "Hey, guys!" And the guy that he was arguing with, which is a human fella, quietly takes a seat at the table. And Tyr takes up his seat. And Myna immediately, who was kind of chatting it up with you guys a little bit, immediately her attention is away from you. She kind of lounges up on Tyr as best that he will allow her. And she kisses him on the cheek. And he looks at you guys and, you know, kind of smirks and goes, "So what are you guys doing here?"
Just
looking for the doctor.
You should have said something. I could help you find. It is pretty much my town after all, right?
You weren't here, so.
We've looked everywhere.
And Myna giggles when you say that and says, "Yeah, everywhere, but only here."
Who knows?
Who cares?
Which one said that?
Tyr.
Oh.
We care.
He is part of the crew.
He's a little strange.
Sure.
Unfortunately, people do tend to go missing a lot in this line of work.
Right, right. Yeah. So you need help finding him?
Most definitely.
Okay. He thinks for a second. And he says, he looks over at mine and he goes, "Well, what are you sitting here for? Go find the doctor." And he kind of shoves her, not off of his lap, like into the floor, but he pushes her up off of his lap and kind of shoves her towards the little entryway to the area that he's got sectioned off. And she looks like her feelings are hurt for like a split second. And then she goes down to the bar, pulls up a data pad, starts punching some stuff in, and gets a drink. Goes, "Don't worry. She'll find him. She'll find the doctor, right?"
Right.
Yeah, she'll Riffle. Find the doctor. Captain Kai is okay, though. Yeah. Nothing.
No, he's fine.
No, okay. Good deal. You guys want a drink?
Well,
No?
I've had plenty, thanks.
Sure?
Very sure.
He goes, "Well, I'm parched."
Why does that not surprise me?
You know. All right, so you guys can continue to sit with him as Myna begins to search the city for Dr. Risker in the most unorthodox manner, never leaving the bar, sipping on whatever she's sipping on.
She gave us crap about it.
Once I get back to the ship, I'll call Vog and Draco.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Any luck finding the doctor yet? And I hear the bar.
The bar. Yeah.
You can hear Tyr talking too. We're, he's loud.
We're getting closer to progress now.
Uh huh.
It's true.
The doctor's back at the ship. Could you come here, please?
Perfect. We're on our way.
Good. And after I hang up from them, how is it that you can talk? Looking at the cat.
I don't know.
I don't know either. He's a cat. He's not supposed to have those kind of vocal cords. At least not that complex. But, I mean, I haven't really examined him. And, you know, after all today, I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
Look, I've got to go see about the engine. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. I'm just going to sit here and think about my life and forces. I'm
off. The loth cat just... walks away.
You know, cats, that weird thing when they just decide to just run really hard somewhere.
I'm gonna run now.
Wait, he jumps over an invisible wall and then runs. He runs back towards the engine compartment.
Hey, 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 I'll chase after him.
If only we could see this. That's the only thing that would make this better. And insert the Benny Hill music.
Right.
He runs through and you're chasing him, and then you run through and he's chasing you, and then there's like girl showgirl outfits. Yes. Yeah, so you get back to the engine room as quick as you can, and Lan is hot on your trail, but your four legs are much faster than his two.
Do you mean tail?
No, I don't. I meant trail. And when you get back there, you can see that he's pulled all kinds of stuff off of the covering to get to a filter that you feel confident you could just crawl through there and get to. And the first thing you would probably say is, you probably turn around and tell him, hey, you know the ship's not going to fly with that filter clogged. The engine will overheat.
You know about filters?
Yeah, I told you I could fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I could make it any worse. Go ahead.
Okay. So make me an average mechanics check.
And I'll watch him really close. And if it looks like he's going to do something, you know.
I will squirt him with this water bottle.
Don't forget about this.
I'm going to flip one just because. Two successes and a threat.
Two successes and a threat. So the easy piece is that you're able to take everything and get to the filter, bring it up, and you're also able to put all that stuff back once you get the filter out, because that's the easy part. You don't have to worry about getting back and forth to it. But the threat is, do you have any suggestions for the threat before I...
Well, knowing how Data is about stuff, he probably threw a piece out that was probably very vital, and he just probably didn't know or didn't care either
way.
Hey,
look, that's not an extra screw.
And then broke... yeah,
that's not what's important right now.
Right. Okay. Well, I was thinking that maybe in your mad rush to get to the filter and get it out, that the filter was tore or destroyed in some manner where maybe it wasn't anything that you did, but it's just so clogged, the sand destroyed it.
I like the missing screw better.
I like the missing screw better too, because that can come back to haunt you.
Right.
Like,
it wasn't a despair.
That's
a threat.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like it.
The piece on the Firefly ship that always comes off.
The compression coil?
Yeah.
I didn't say the ship was going to explode. I guess we'll find out what this means later.
I did it, I think. You don't say it like that, but that's Jackson saying that. He's very confident with his abilities.
Well, and does it appear to me that even though I have no idea if it was correct or not?
Well, all of the rust spots and all of the dirty spots that are clean, you know how when you pull a piece of metal off that's been there for a long time, the metal underneath is a different shade or different color. Everything matches back up to the best of your knowledge.
Okay. Well, I'll go back up to the cockpit and try it, see how it runs.
Yeah, no issues.
How long did it take me?
Probably about 30 minutes to put everything back, where it probably took Lan 2 hours to get it all apart. And then Vog and Draco are headed back.
Yeah, right. As soon as we get off the comlink, I'm going to have to look at Tyr and go, well, it appears we wasted your time. The doctor's shown back up. You can call your pet or whatever back. And thank you for your time. I apologize for it being a waste. Food was great. This has been truly terrible. I thank you for everything. We'll see you later.
Anytime, gentlemen. Anytime.
Get up.
I lost a kidney and a stomach.
And as soon as he thinks you guys are out of earshot, he wheels on the human guy, and you can hear him going, you have to shoot him now. And the guy gets up and goes back out the door they came through. And he goes, as you guys are walking out the front door now, as the door shuts, you can hear him say, Mina, cancel that search on the doctor. Okay, right. So you guys will make your way back to your warehouse.
I'm going to put the doggy bag in my carry case. They don't need to see that.
Which doggy bag?
One he's ashamed of.
We brought four.
The bag of shame.
He's like, I'm bringing them back for the crew.
Oh, being ashamed makes me hungry.
Oh, it's an endless cycle. Okay, so you guys, Vog and Draco, are back at the ship. You're able to stash your takeout box quickly so nobody sees it.
Right.
And you'll be able to meet up with Captain and Doctor.
All right, well, you're going to immediately notice Riskers because he didn't even leave the little cargo entryway where he was with Lan. And he was sitting on the crate just thinking about his life, but now he's just laying on his back, staring up at the ceiling, crying. Looking very contemplative as he's just like continually sighing and rubbing his face against the fur coat.
Doctor, you all right?
Hi, Vog. Hi. Yeah, I've had a day.
What happened? We couldn't find you.
How? We
looked everywhere.
It doesn't matter now. I think Glenn wanted to see you, maybe. I don't know.
Nice coat.
Thanks. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I'll take it.
No, not for you. And he slowly pulls it underneath him.
What the heck was that?
What are you doing? See if I kill somebody for you again.
I don't want to.
It's going to be the same, exact same thing, but I'll be killing him for me.
Really, no difference, just not for you, for me.
It's... Right, yeah. They say it's the thought that counts, you know.
Once I hear them come in, I'll leave the cockpit, go down, talk to them.
As soon as he leaves, I raid the refrigerator or kitchen, as you know.
So, what happened with the doctor? Where'd you find him?
I had somebody, a friend of Dale's, found him for us. Evidently, he ran into Osala.
Y'all should have let me kill him.
Well,
do we know where he is now?
He left on a ship, according to the doctor. But he was at the clinic. And if I'm not mistaken, did that doctor not say he had not seen Risker?
That's what he said. He hadn't been here all day.
Well, we need to have a conversation with that man again.
Sounds right.
I got the land stops and he's like...
Strangest
Jeremy, thing. Don't you dare take credit for what I did.
Well, this is the strangest thing, okay?
Where do I even...
Let's just say that the engines are fixed.
All right. Congratulations. They had me stumped.
Risker brought a friend along.
Risker's not had the best, looks real hesitant, track record for friends.
Present company excluded.
I didn't say that.
Hope it's not another.
We spent 3 hours in a bar looking for Dr. Risker, air quotes.
Looking.
And we sincerely care, so.
I'll just have to show you. You wouldn't believe me if I told you anyway. So we'll walk up to the, I guess we hear him rummaging in the galley.
Yep.
Is that like a sandwich, like all the stuff you need to make a sandwich laid out on the table with like a handful of cookies in one hand? And something else, I don't know what it would, like a piece of bread in his mouth just full of stuff. And he looks at that, the most guilty cat look he can. He goes,
hey, those are my leftovers.
It's not what you look like, I swear.
I looked at Lan. All right. That was a cool trick. How you do it?
Lan, it's important that you know, because nobody's really identified, like verbally or... in a book or anything, that this is a Lothcat, but you do recognize the species as a Tuca from Coruscant. Different markings, different shades of colors down in the lower levels. They run wild down there all the time. It just hits you. I know what this is.
As he takes the most awkward and loud bite of a cookie he can.
And I was expecting a spice junkie.
I give up. How you making it do that?
I'm not making it do anything.
No, seriously, it's funny, but it's a nice trick. But
in the hallway, you hear Dr. Risker yell, "It just does that!"
What are you?
I have no idea.
You got a name?
He looks around like panically, and he looks like
he sees a data pack.
Sandwich cookie.
Data?
Huh. And that thing fixed the ship.
Yes.
I also broke the microwave.
I can't do it. The timing on that was too good.
The camera pans over to the microwave. And it's like there's like a potato or something wrapped in aluminum foil. He just had put it in there.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. But he did fix the engines.
Well, at least there's that. I can't believe I'm asking this, but do you know what's wrong with the doctor? I mean, what happened?
He was in the, on that ship, he was in a cell, and I saved him from it, I guess.
You kind of said that as a question.
It was more of like a trade, and I let him go, or let it open the cell.
What?
I opened the cell for him, and he gave me something.
Alright, so what are your plans now?
I don't know.
Well, you did fix the engines, and you did help Dr. Risker today. I can't believe I'm saying this, but if you want to stay on board, you're more than welcome to.
Everything on the right side of the fridge is mine.
Which he immediately moves everything to the left.
Which one's the right?
I just tilt the fridge back to the...
As long as I get the freezer.
All right.
It's a deal.
Okay.
So should we try to talk to the doctor? Because he's looking kind of more checked out than usual back there.
Be my guest. Do you know what the name of the ship was that you rescued the doctor on, Dad?
I have no idea. I didn't see the outside or anything.
And Risker, you didn't happen to see the...
I'm not in there. I'm still on the floor in the cargo hall. Right, you just heard me.
Right.
Might wanna.
I'll walk back down to the.
Let's all go and.
I'm gonna follow out to him.
Land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I left the ship, I reversed the grav boot on it, and it probably crashed somewhere. Basically, I reversed the controls.
Okay. Don't ever do that to my ship.
Okay.
Did you do that before or after? Well, you don't even know who it was all is. Why?
I don't know.
Perfectly good explanation.
Should I just step on this thing now or later?
Let's go talk to the doctor.
You now see him in a different position than where he was. Now he's just half hanging out of a chair with the fur coat draped over his face.
I think the doctor's having an existential crisis.
Oh my god.
Draco, maybe you can take this ship up and see if you see smoke anywhere on the horizon.
What? And you hear Risker muffle underneath the coat. Why would there be smoke? What happened?
That's what we're trying to find out from you.
What? I didn't do anything. And he pulls off the coat. I got kidnapped.
Right, and we're trying to figure out what happened.
I don't know. I helped.
Were there for it.
I don't.
Take it.
And that's when he breaks down crying.
There.
It's just, this has been an awful.
He makes no move to comfort at all. He just literally says it there.
He gets a mop and just nudges him with the end. I don't know what happened. I went to the clinic because I was mad at you guys because, you know, suddenly we're working for the Huts. And he throws the coat and it flies back behind him. And then I walked around and I got lost in a sandstorm. But then I found the clinic and then Ozala was there and he saw me and he remembered me and he knew I threw the martini at him. And then he started saying stuff. I panicked. He said he was going to take me. And then I got hit and then I woke up in a cell. Suddenly there was a cat. And
At this point, you guys hear the engines on the ship fire up.
And,
I think that means he's found something.
At first, everybody looks at me.
I mean,
it's true. We all do.
Why did tell Draco to take the ship up?
And then he helped me. I gave him a rat and he helped me escape. And then I wandered around Cassadine for a while. And there are some scary places. And I thought we were already in the bad side of town. There are worse places. I almost got mugged. Someone asked me if I wanted a companion. What does that even mean? And then the cat said I was lost. And he was right. I didn't tell him that, but he was right. And then I almost got shot. Turned out it was this detective guy. Said he was looking for me, but I thought he was someone else. And I went back to you, and here I am. And I'm still trying to come down from that, okay? I'm fine. I got kidnapped today. You don't get kidnapped every day.
Doctor, okay.
There's half a sandwich left in the fridge, if it'll help.
types.
I think what I would do is just step up in the stun and shoot him.
Also,
is he not stunned enough?
Yeah, but he would stop talking.
It's true.
Also, you guys feel the ship lift off of the ground.
Wait, we're on the ship? Platform.
Yes. That's how you put it back together.
Yeah, we're on the ship.
Oh, for some reason I didn't think we were in the ship.
Also, I don't know where my stim packs are or my medical bag is. I think I left it at the clinic, which is... Oh, I don't really want to go back there. That's...
We're going to visit the clinic.
What? What? Why? Why are we going back there?
To get your bag, of course, doctor.
Oh, okay. For a moment there, I was worried.
Wait, why did everybody say...
Because Vog started laughing, and when Vog laughs and Draco gets that look on his face, it's a little scary.
Well... He always has that look.
That's what Draco's defense. That's how his face is.
It's just
you know, your mom says don't make your faces to get stuck like that. Okay. She did.
He didn't listen.
Draco, off to the north, as the ship clears the city and you're able to get a good vantage point, you can see a distinct plume of smoke way off in the distance to the north.
Captain, might want to come see this.
On my way.
I'm going to start heading that way.
Right, you guys can feel the ship now begin to move in a horizontal fashion. By the time Land gets to the cockpit, as soon as you get there, Draco points. See there? And you can see a off in the distance. It's a good ways out, and you can barely see it, but a plume of smoke.
All right, I'll start running scanners, see what we can find.
Okay. Basically, all you're going to get, you don't even have to roll for this, simple check with that smoke and everything. You read no life forms, lots of heat. As you guys get closer, it has all the indications of a wrecked starship.
Well, all right.
Let's see if we can salvage, maybe.
Maybe. We'll sit down.
Okay. So you'll get there, land at a safe distance, of course. You can see where the thing hit the ground and, you know, skidded and skipped for a minute, or not a minute, but, you know, several hundred meters. And you can see craters where it's hit and bounced and eventually come to rest where it promptly exploded from the crash.
We'll see if there's anything we can salvage. I know the sensors didn't pick up any life forms.
No, but life forms.
We'll check just to make sure that we don't find anybody alive.
You will find three. Enough remains in the wreckage to account for three individuals.
Can we tell what species they were?
No, probably not. Now, Risker, with the right tools, could probably do some genetic level stuff and, you know, let you know.
But she don't have...
Yeah.
It'd probably not be a good idea to expose the doctor to...
Yeah, I don't... This. Doctor can stay on the ship right now. I'll take some samples just so she can... Or he can work on them later. But
okay.
I won't force the issue right now.
And pretty much the rest of it is, you know, imagine a plane crash.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about what you're going to be able to salvage is probably junk metal.
Transponder?
Transponders are built into the engines.
Yeah. The little black box.
I think that would probably be the transponder.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know how they work.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll just take whatever.
Let the cat loose on it and see if it can find anything to...
You could probably get...
At least parts that we could use.
Right. With a good negotiation check, if you wanted to sell scrap pieces, with a successful negotiation check, you could probably get maybe 1,000 credits for what's usable.
Okay.
I want to look for the piece that I broke.
Okay. Make me a hard perception check. And I'll go ahead and give you a boost since you know exactly what it is.
Do we know which ship it is?
You have... Well, I tell you what. You guys could all make... what was the last education check we did? Was it average or hard? When you guys were looking at the two ships flying over in the strip mine?
I think it was an average.
Average? I'll give you average education check.
But I imagine it might be harder now since it's broken.
Well, we know that he was on... A Corsair, yeah, that
but
was his ship.
It crashed and...
Well, his ship's left, so I don't think this is either one. It's a stolen ship, most likely.
Well, I'm gonna,
Yeah, I would say make it hard.
No, I'm not gonna flip Destiny in this, never mind.
I'm not gonna make a roll, because I've been banned to inside the ship.
For your protection.
Oh, wow,
protection.
I did it.
Three successes and three
threat.
Okay, so Data runs straight to the piece that he fiddled with and finds it easy. And when he goes to pick it up, he fails to realize that this is smoldering wreckage and burns his little paw, taking three strain or a strain for each threat. How many threats did you get?
Three.
Three strain.
Oh, that's
you got hurt. That's great. I love it. All right, what about the rest of you guys?
I used tongs this time.
I got one success and two threats.
Okay. Anybody else? Nothing?
I broke even.
Broke even? So this vessel, coincidentally enough, is also a Golden Pantheon vessel.
That's weird.
Very weird. But these ships, the older ones especially, haunt the Outer Rim quite frequently, so it's not that weird. Very likely a unfortunate coincidence and wouldn't be linked to the other two vessels in any way. And with the threats, I'm going to have you misidentify the vessel. And in your mind, what you think this is a more of a... No, you think this is either the Corsair or the Reaver. So you know it's a Golden Pantheon ship. That's the successes. And then your threats would misidentify it as one of those two ships.
I thought you said they left.
Maybe they came back.
Don't see any signs of their mods. They must have hit pretty hard.
Only way to really know would be able to... We'd have to find the transponder.
That's what we got our little rabbit for, huh?
All right, so you find the part that you're looking for.
I can't get it. It's hot.
It's extremely hot. Guys are able to salvage as much wreckage as you can, again, with the negotiation check. Successfully, you might be able to get maybe 1,000 credits out of it.
I cool it off by throwing sand on it.
That's, you know what's funny? Because he taps on you. And tells you to get it for him. He tells you why.
Hey, go pick that up. It's really hot.
You have claws, like actual, like.
I cool it off by throwing sand on it.
Now it's just coated in glass.
All right. And Lan, you take samples of the deceased?
Yes.
How do you go about doing that?
Yeah. I take samples too. This
I would
delicious.
Think you would actually need to do a medical cooked. Check because you'll have to get me something I can actually analyze that isn't pure charcoal.
No, just a wet part. No. Just get it.
You're just getting what I get.
No.
Hey, I'm gonna make the check for the...
I have
the,
no idea what I'm doing here. I'm just taking a knife and just scraping some stuff off. If it works, it works. If it don't...
It appears this man is made of sand.
Apparently, this is Sandman. Was a Golden Pantheon starship, and he was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to make the check to find the transponder thing. That was in the engine.
Okay, that would be the same difficulty as last time.
With the boost or without the boost?
With the boost, because you know it's in the engines.
Can I assist? Is that a thing that still works?
Yes, it works. And how it works would be that you would basically build your pool together. So you would take... Vog would take either his perception or his...
Oh, is it with perception or...
Cunning.
I thought it would be with mechanics.
Yeah, you could use your mechanics to find it. Okay. Same difficulty.
One success and three threats.
We're threatening it up today.
Yeah, I know. I rolled five blanks on my...
Okay. So finding it... is not nearly as hard as you would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the thing crashed, the engines were the first thing that hit the ground. So they're about half a kilometer down the wreckage where it hit the ground and bounced and skidded and finally come to rest where you are currently. So you'll have to go about half a kilometer back south just to get to the engines.
There are sand maidens out here. I will not go after you if you get carried off because they think
you are a tasty morsel.
Yeah, I'd probably suggest getting in the ship.
Okay, so we can relocate the ship back to the engine area where you will find several engines splayed about where they made the initial impact. The entire area is on fire due to the fuel and the explosions and things like that. So,
do we have a fire extinguisher in the ship?
You do have one, but it's probably not going to be enough to put out a massive chemical fire. You're able to know that the transponders are in that burning wreckage right there. But you also know that you don't have anything that's going to be capable of putting it out.
Just some sand.
Even with sand, I don't think you could. It would take a long time to put it out.
It's really not important.
It's a lost cause.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can hang around right here until the fire does eventually go out, and it will go out. And I'm not doing that to keep you from getting to it.
All right, we'll get it.
You can wait. It'll probably be sometime in the wee hours of the morning.
I'm gonna go
before it's done because it burns.
I'm going to go scavenge as much as I can, that useful stuff to...
Because imagine we can work until the night, because we don't want to leave this here in case more scavengers come, because they've been so friendly in the past.
Yeah. So you guys are going to work on putting it out, right? Putting the fire out?
Oh, no. We're going to scavenge what we can on the other side while that's burning, because we can't do anything about it burning until it burns out.
Okay. So we can... you know, the wee hours of the morning, you guys can work as long as you want to. In the wee hours of the morning, the fire will be down enough to where if there is any more fire left, you can cart sand in there and cover it up so you can actually access the transponder. That part's not difficult. It's getting access to it and the engines, because they're basically physically part of the engines and it's hardwired in. So if you want to, Data wants to try to get access to it.
Which one would be?
You need to make a hard mechanics check to get to it. And I'll flip Destiny to upgrade it.
I was going to do the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I still get the boost from?
Yeah, I still give you the boost.
4 successes.
Wow. Hey, there's the transponder code.
I didn't roll the...
Oh, so did he just pinpoint it or take it, like, remove it?
Oh, he started pulling stuff off of the one engine pod.
Oh.
And exposed it, and here it is. I have access to it now.
Now we gotta get it out. It's like, is getting it out, like, a problem? Like, or it just be, like, getting a hard drive out? Like,
good, because if you fail to do that, I'm just gonna grab and yank, so...
Nah, that's probably what I would do, too. Maybe more like solder and yank.
Right,
like,
I can pull.
No, I think you could pull it out. You like, could take
just
it out.
Just like a.
Oh, I know I could pull it out. I'm just wondering if it would, like, you know, pieces hanging out when I didn't get it.
No. I mean,
or if it just plugs in.
It says it's built into the engines.
Like a computer, like a hard drive is built into a computer.
That's the way I imagine it.
How would you go of getting the stuff off of it?
Well. What ends up happening is that stuff is, the information is on there,
mm-hmm.
and will forever be on there. So when the ship flies, it transmits the information that it contains. Now, that transponder can be altered to give out, and Data is, for some reason, he's able to spout out all this information to you guys. So he explains to you how a transponder works, and it's going to be through what I'm telling you. The information is transmitted. You can alter your transponder to register as a different ship, but each ship has its own signature, and signatures are like thumbprints. No two signatures are exactly alike. There are some that are really close, that if you were to go through boss records and found another ship that had a similar signature, then you could masquerade as that ship by altering your transponder code. Or you could have it where it didn't transmit at all, which is an imperial crime, and you would immediately be, the Empire would immediately attempt to arrest you. You couldn't go in any civilized port. So you can have multiple identities, and you just flip through them, but that could backfire because the signatures need to somewhat match. Or you can set it where, I know this ship crashed, we can set our transponder signature to match this one, and we would effectively be this ship, but... The problem with that is your ship doesn't physically match the make and model of the one that's crashed. So upon any kind of close inspection, they would go, wait a minute, that transponder signature is on a different, you know, you're flying a YT-1300 and that's on a Golden Pantheon ship. Those are two totally different ships. So these guys are doing something illegal. And altering your transponder code is also an imperial offense.
All right, well, let's get it loaded up onto the ship.
It's not real big.
We'll take our scrap and head back to the city.
Okay, so as you guys begin to load up the rest of the stuff on the ship and data has removed the transponder code. A blood-curdling scream cuts through the night and freezes your blood. That concludes this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week. Also, our attorneys are making us tell you that no Bothans were harmed in the recording of this session. May the Force be with you, always.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network, bringing you the Geek.